B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy, happy Friday. That's right. It's a Friday in the Delaware Valley. Day 24 of our quarantine, our social distancing, and from all reports, we believe it's working, and so continue doing the good job that everybody's doing, and we'll keep you company, talking some sports, getting you ready for the draft that's going to be coming up in a little bit. Yesterday, we saw the big another trade in the NFL. The Texans and Bill O'Brien are dupes. Talk about a move that makes no sense. And anytime a receiver is moved, particularly a speedy one, we wonder, what about you, Howie? How come you're not in the game? Well, Brandon Cooks was moved. And Howie's got an excuse for this one. Brandon Cooks gets moved, his third team in 4 years. He carried a $16.5 million cap hit for this season, and that's why Howie could not get involved in any sort of Brandon Cooks move. He goes for a second-round pick from the Texans. Now, listen, you know, I'm always interested in a veteran receiver, but Cooks, I'm like, eh, you know, they'll do a lot. If you said, give me a third, I would do it. But the money, it makes it not worthwhile. But from the Texans standpoint, they traded DeAndre Hopkins, a great player, who was due to make less under the cap this year. That's amazing to me how bad the Texans, Bill O'Brien is, and the Texans. Some of these teams, if that was us, we would be freaking out. We would be freaking out. I look around sometimes, and I wonder, and this is partly the theme of the day, and I want to ask you guys about it. Let me ask you, do you think the age-old argument about the fan base being tougher, do you think it has a net positive? Do you think through all, if you examine all the times that we would freak out or have freaked out, do you think it's a net positive, a net negative, because we get on people's nerves, particularly players, star players, or do you think it just means nothing? I'll tell you, it means something. And I do think, now again, we need to examine the role of the fan here in both positive and negative. But I got to believe it matters one way. I don't think it's benign. I can't see it being benign. Have general managers made bad moves? Yeah, without a doubt. But I think there's certain moves that I think we would freak out so badly that it would cost somebody his job. Like, I think Bill O'Brien's fired by now. If he performed that kind of malfeasance here, and again, that's continued malfeasance, that's just not this year. Not building an offensive line around Deshaun Watson. I mean, he has had running back situation issues and all kinds of crazy things. I think he would be gone if he was coaching in Philadelphia. But I want to examine today the net positive, net negative, if you think at all, the fan base here matters. If we hold these teams and their ownership to a certain pressure, when it comes to people's jobs. Like, now, I got to believe that Matt Klentak is on the hot seat this year. Now, is he on the hot seat because he has just failed? Is he on the hot seat because that's just how it goes? Is he on the hot seat because he's been a lousy general manager and we're going to let him know about it in a big way if they play and underperform? Good morning, Junis.
Good morning, Anthony.
The role of the fan today we examine.
Yeah, it's a very interesting conversation because I have so many thoughts that are just running through my mind in the first 5 minutes of the show. And one of the things I think about is how great of a fan base that we are, and it's a major market here, and how come we're not winning enough? Because we're not – Philadelphia doesn't win enough with these sports teams, right? You got the Super Bowl in 2017, finally. You got the World Series in 2008. The first championship in 28 years. We were just having a fun little conversation about one of our favorite eras in sports, and I don't want to give it away, but one of our favorite eras in sports, and it didn't involve winning anything.
Right.
And I go, okay, so why is that? Why is it that we are such a great fan base, that we are such a great sports town where we love our team so much, but we never really get in return that sort of love? I know it's hard to win something. I know it's not easy to win a championship in any of the four sports. But how come it's so few amount of times that we have actually seen it? I mean, the Flyers won in the 70s. Why is that?
Yeah.
Is it because people are afraid to come here?
No, I think there's part myth here that, you know, listen, when it comes to hockey, I mean, you've seen some of the great players. It's clearly been mismanaged, right?
Yes.
Like, they finally got it right. Holmgren finally said, listen, we're going to tear this thing way down. It was not unlike the process. Now, they didn't do it losing on purpose in the sense that the way, as obvious as the Sixers did it. But they underwent their own process. Like, they were bad. Like, we knew under Hextall that they weren't going to be any good for a while until the young players started to come to fruition and bear fruit. And then finally they do, but they need a new coach to get better. But, you know, they had their own 5 years, 6 years, what, really since 2010, right?
Right, but why did
they had a couple of seasons yet to
why did it come years. To that? It came to three tanks pretty much in the city because the Phillies did it a little bit too. It wasn't as egregious. But the Phillies did it too.
Well, damn right it was egregious.
You know?
Listen, 13 was a lousy year. 14, 15, 16, 17. These were all tankers. They didn't spend any money. Right? They didn't spend any money.
No, you're right. I mean, it all came down to tanking for all three of those teams. The Eagles are really the only team that didn't tank, and it's because they traded up to get Wentz.
Yeah, but again, I think in sports to rebuild, you got to go through a semblance of tanking. Now, the Phillies, baseball's different. If you have a good farm system, there's times when you'll have lulls, but if you have farm system and you're a decent market team, there's no reason why you need a prolonged dip. Right or wrong?
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
I mean, I don't see the Red Sox, the Yankees down for long.
Right, you're right.
They have their year here, their year there. You see the Dodgers down for long?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the Phillies just suck at building a farm system. And that's just bottom line. The Phillies have failed over the last decade at producing jewels, at producing great talent. I mean, they've just been an utter failure at producing that.
It's just crazy how we are such a big sports town and how sports basically runs our lives. And they hasn't been
impact,
as much winning.
I want to ask you, though, what impact do we have?
Well, I don't know. Do we have much of an impact? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we're such a ravenous fan base that is starving for championships, and there's really not that many. I see that picture of that damn Boston kid. Oh, I'm 15 years old. I've seen 15 parades. Shut up.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how much of an impact. I think you're right. Like, if there is an egregious trade, we would go nuts. But I don't know. DeSean Jackson got released because of a false gang story.
Right.
And Chip Kelly had two more years after that.
Yeah, but he, again, you know, he lasted, he flamed out quickly.
Yes, he did. And that was, you know, I credit the Eagles organization for doing that. But was that the fans?
Well, listen, I think it was everybody without a doubt. He was a creep. Jeffrey Lurie knew it, was tired of dealing with it all around the office. But I do think that, I mean, you remember, it got ugly with Chip.
Yes, it did. It did.
Like, the fan base, like we quickly went from thinking, wow, this guy's pretty smart. Like, I remember thinking, this guy's a smart dude. To all of a sudden, he had no right hook. Like, he had a jab, and then all of a sudden, he had one punch in the combo.
Yeah, but it's one thing
dude, what do you got other than tempo?
It's one thing for us to yell and scream about. It's the other thing for the players actually not liking him.
Right.
Like, I'm sure, you know, DeMarco Murray, there's the famous story about Murray going to Jeffrey Lurie on the plane.
Dude, how about when we had Jason Avant on, was it Jason who was telling the story?
Yes.
Yeah. It was unbelievable about Riley Cooper and whatever. That was a big deal. You want to talk about something that divides a locker room real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how am I dressing next to a dude I think you hate me? You hate my kind.
Right.
You know what I mean? You go, oh, man.
So, I don't know. Did the fans really have an impact on Chip's firing? Or was it just Chip himself putting gasoline on himself and letting himself on fire?
I know. Listen, it's why I'm throwing this out there. Because I think a lot of times, like, one of the questions of five today is, if that was us, all right? Now, you know, I go with titles, right? If that was us... And I think, we would freak out. But would it have? Does it have any impact? I'm just bringing it to the table. I don't know. Do we have any impact? Period. Do we drive Ben? Will we drive Ben Simmons out of here? I don't think so. But it's a question. It's been brought up from time to time.
I also don't think that we're going to drive Ben Simmons into shooting a jump shot. Right, like the people that tweet Ben Simmons and tag him.
You think basically we're at net zero?
Yeah, pretty much. Like
that the fan base is completely benign.
I will say that, except for home advantage in-game stuff. I mean, there is something to the Sixers only having two losses at home. It's not just because of the rims, right? Like, there's something to having a great home field advantage. The Eagles were dominant at home the last couple of seasons. Phillies is, you know, nobody's going. But Flyers are really good at home this year. So I do think when it comes to in-game experience, fans are a net positive. I believe that. But everything else, I mean, you know, I like to believe. Remember,
I'm going to take an informal poll.
Okay.
We'll have our own poll, as you know. But I'm also going to take an informal poll by texting people from all four teams. Now, to do it the right way, I can't reveal their identity.
Right.
And I'll phrase the question: does the fan base have an impact in how you do business on the field, off the field, and, you know, what is it? I'm curious. I'm curious what their responses are.
And I know a lot of people are going to go toward the John Middleton moment last year. Remember when he saw the poll from Todd Zielecki and he said, oh, I saw that people wanted Harper more than Machado. That's why we signed Harper. I don't know if it was really the fan base. I know Klentak wanted Machado because Machado was more of an analytics player over Bryce Harper. But, I mean, if you're going to pick one of the two, who are you picking?
How great is Klentak?
Oh, yeah, he wanted Machado.
Right. I just think about it. He wants Machado, they get Harper. He wants to keep Gabe, they bring in Joe.
And he's still your general manager.
Like, what in the world? Like, if you were wrong on, or I would be like, dude, you got to go to another organization.
Listen, this isn't your fifth starter, right? This is the man that you're going to be paying $300 million, and this is the guy that's going to be leading the team as the manager. Like, you're disagreeing with some tough things.
Harper thinks of Matt Klentak?
Oh, the dude that signs my check?
Like, what do you think he thinks of Klentak?
He goes, all right, you know. If I need a math equation that I can't figure out.
I'll tell you, someone who covered baseball, they used to hate when the GM would come on the trip. And that GM, like, baseball GMs don't mix in the clubhouse.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, they're not, you know. It's not like, say, I don't know, Elton Brand, right? He walks in a locker room. There's a respect. Like, yeah, they right. know he's their boss, but there's a respect there. You know? Yeah, you know, sometimes it's the coach who's the GM. So, even though Howie, like, under Andy was the man, right? Like, they all knew that, you know, if it's Heckert, he's really not the GM as much as Andy's making the call.
Right.
But the baseball guys, it's interesting. They don't have, they don't jive a lot with the GM. Anyway, we'll tell you. I think it's a really interesting concept, a little conversation, I should say, about how we fit in and what, you know, do we matter at all? Does our voice, do we have a true voice? And if so, what does it mean? How does it manifest itself? 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with Tunis just getting started on a good Friday.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
All right, welcome back. It's 10:23 on Good Friday. I got the five for you. I want to read the five for you. And at some point, we're going to, I want to react to this fan piece. 11:20, Anthony Becht will join us. So we'll get into it. We got lots to get to today. All right. Question number one is your draft question. And that is all time love draft pick, all time hate draft pick. I got a lot of hates. Question number two of the now Friday five. Give me your quarantine bad habit. I'll give you mine. You ready? I'm starting to stay up way too late.
Same.
Yeah?
I was up till probably 12:30 last night.
I was up till 4:30.
Okay, well.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, 4:30 is a little more than 12:30.
It was funny. To me, like, I've always been a night person, but I remember, I forget who told me this years ago, that once you, like, 3 o'clock is the absolute cutoff to where if you're up between 3 and 5 a.m., that's the crackhead, the zombie time.
Yeah, because that's when the birds will start to chirp at that point.
Like 3 to 5, if you're up and like not go, like forget about work. Like if you're up by choice between 3 and 5, And again, work schedule aside, you got problems.
Right. I agree.
Like, you got a problem. Like, it's not good. There's some kind of issue going on. So I was up till 4:30 last night, and I watched a movie. You know, you should never watch a movie that comes on at 2:15.
Because it's probably not a good one.
Well, no. I mean, it could be a good movie, but, like, why would you watch a movie that starts at 2:15 a.m.? Right? Like, it's probably not good for you to do that.
Probably. But you're you, so you'll do it.
So I watched War Dogs last night. And it was actually good. It was a good movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
But, put it this way. It was entertaining.
All right.
Like, it was an entertaining movie.
So it kept you up?
It did. It kept me up, and it was not... But I made the mistake. You know what happened? I took the trash out late last night. And you know when you take the trash out late? And it got cool out last night, right? It was like a little chilly.
It's snowing outside right now.
Is it really?
Yeah, here in Philly.
Wow.
Yeah. It's outrageous.
Get out of here.
I haven't seen snow. I didn't see snow in November, December, January, February. We're getting in April.
Oh, my God. It's snowing. That's crazy. So, anyway, that's crazy. But when you go outside and it's cold, it wakes you up, right?
Yes.
And so I took the trash out around, you know, whatever it was, 12:30. I was like, I'm up, you know. Cold gets you. I'm up, right, raring to go. Now all of a sudden I'm like roaming. And I was not in a work writing mode. And I went right to, let me watch, like, TV. And I was kind of, like, missing sports, right? Like, I was in that, I miss sports, so I dabbled with this, I watched that movie. So give me your own quarantine bad habit. Question number three, that has to do with what we're talking about today. If that was us, so if something went down in another city, how would we react when you thought that? So think back to, you know, recent stuff that, you know, went down in another city. You go, oh, my God, we would freak out if that were us. Question number four, and this comes from a Field of 64 that I saw was making around yesterday. And this is, they had the Field of 64 South Philly treats going around. Now, it's all like my wheelhouse stuff, right? So, you ever had the Florida style Panzerotti, the inside out?
I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
Man, dude.
I'm not cultured when it comes to
that. No, this is not cultured. This is like comfort food.
Okay.
So, question number four basically is your own comfort food. You know, obviously it's a scary time. And so, you know, we want to go to our own comfort food. What is it? Like, what's your comfort food in your neighborhood that you love?
Okay.
And question number five is the character, movie, TV, whatever, that you want to hit with a pipe. All right. Then you got a pipe, and you go, I don't know, I want to hit this right in the head with a pipe. I want to pipe this dude.
All right.
For me, it goes off that movie last night, War Dogs. Jonah Hill, please come to the center of the ring so I can hit you with a pipe. He plays a very good, despicable dude. Like, he could play his geek kind of thing.
Yes.
But, like, he does smarmy really good. He's a good actor.
All right, so you want to hit him because of how well he portrayed the character.
Right, not okay. The actor. This is the character.
Yes.
In the movie, he plays this you know, mid-20-something dude who's selling guns. He's a nerd, right? But he's nasty. He's got a mean streak. And he's just one of these dudes who speaks too much, who says stuff. Like, he's just a J.O. of the first. and like 15 minutes into his character, you don't want to hit him with a pipe.
There's a strong chance that if this was real life and this guy's in the room with you, you'd want to hit him.
Yes, you would want to hit him too. You go, dude, this guy no good. But he, not Jonah Hill. He's the actor. He portrayed the character in a great way. That movie's based off a true story. It was a Rolling Stone piece that it was Dudes and Guns, it's called. And he does it great, bro. They drive. It's crazy. Like they drive through Baghdad to deliver guns to the U.S. government. And it's a pretty good story, and it's based off a true story, where because of what happened with arms and putting all those favored contracts, Blackwater and everything, they had to open it up to anybody to sell arms to the government for government contracts. And, you know, the big deals are still by, you know, favored kind of companies.
Right.
But there's like a lot of things that they need and in the military, and there's some bottom feeders, and they're called war dogs. Because they make a living selling to the government these like little things that the big companies don't want anything to do with. And that's the premise of the movie. And it's good. And they get bigger and bigger and bigger until they run into Bradley Cooper, a real arms dealer. So it's a good movie. It's an entertaining movie. All right, let's start it off on the phones. And again, the conversation today hinges on the fan base. Do we really have a say? Are we a net positive or are we a net negative or completely benign? To players, star players in town? Like, do you think, Andrew, that we have any impact on the star player? I mean, Ben Simmons, they talked about being booed. That's something that's been said before by many guys.
Yeah, I remember he said.
So you can't say we're completely benign there.
No, you're right, and that's why I said the in-game factor. I think there is a voice, but when it comes to signing players, you know, I think GMs know, right? Like it's like, okay, oh, the Phillies fans wanted Bryce Harper more than Manny Machado. That's what John Middleton said because he saw a Twitter poll. You don't think John Middleton wanted Bryce Harper from the beginning?
Yeah, I don't think that's, you know, I think sometimes they use the fans to cop out, executives do.
Yes. I think firing coaches does play a part, but at the same time, it's like, okay, why? Because the entire locker room hated Chip and the fans. And you look at this Brett Brown thing. I mean, if you really want to say the voice matters, Brett Brown would have been fired 4 years ago.
Yeah, but you couldn't really in good conscience fire Brett.
Right, I mean, no, I know, but I'm just saying.
I mean, even last year, you could think that Brett needs to be replaced, but, I mean, you could also see the other side and go, hey, you know, they did get to within four clanks of a, you know, conference final.
Right, but if you're listening to just fans, or majority of fans, I think majority of fans were ready to move on last year.
Right, but again, I think the clamoring comes this year. Especially if they don't restart.
Yeah, especially.
You know? If there's no chance and there's no sort of, you know, comeback, there's no sort of resurrection from this group and they don't play, then, you know, I think you'll hear the clamoring get louder.
Are you in on the horse tournament this weekend?
I was going to ask you.
I might watch it.
I'm on the fence.
I'll probably watch it.
Yeah?
Hey, Chrissy will be at work when it's happening.
So Sunday night, 7 o'clock.
I got, you know. She gets home around 8. So, you know, I got the first hour. Like, what the hell else am I going to watch? You know?
I hear you. I'm on the fence with it. Like, I don't really. Do you care about the people they have doing it? Trey Young?
No, not really. I just, it's
Zach
live.
Levine.
it's live, and that's kind of the only reason why I'm going to watch it. I'd rather watch that than the players play video games.
Here you go. Trae Young versus Chauncey Billups. I kind of like Trae Young, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see how far back he goes to hit threes. And
Tamika Catchings versus Mike Conley Jr. Zach LaVine versus Paul Pierce. Chris Paul versus Ali Quigley.
All right. Listen, I'm going to put it on.
I kind of like Chris Paul.
Yeah, he's cool. State Farm. Chris Paul and Cliff Paul.
Right. But no, he's a likable. No, and it's something like this, you need a guy with personality.
Yes.
Right? Like, they should have Joe doing it. If Dan and B doing it, I'd be interested. Besides the fact that he's ours, he'd be fun.
Would Simmons ever do something like this? Because he has to shoot. Dunking is prohibited.
No. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
He should.
You think he would do it? He won't shoot a jump shot in a game. Fuck. He's going to shoot a jump shot with 50 million people. Oh, I don't know about that many people. But with a significant audience.
Trae Young, first round against Ben Simmons. All right, I'll just shoot this three, five times.
The guy that you want to see play is Curry, right?
Yes.
Because you just want to see him bang it from all over the place. I guess I'm in. Yeah, just talking about it kind of got me a little bit.
I could see myself tuning out in 20 minutes.
I still think the idea. Now, you could play the showdown in hockey and the pitcher batter in baseball, right? I mean, with social distancing, you could do that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, you're 6 feet apart.
I don't know. Or whatever. We're just star for stuff. All right, let's hit the phone lines. Mike in the KOP. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
How you doing, brother? How you been holding up?
I'm good. I'm one of those crackheads, by the way. I have an infant, so I get up at 4 a.m. just so I get a couple hours by myself.
So, okay, so but you wake up at 4.
Oh yeah, I wake up at 4. I don't
stay up all night.
No.
That's good. Like the earlier you wake up, the more respect I have for you. But I can't respect myself for staying up at 4:30. That's bad.
Yeah, that's weird. That's like real lonely too. But I get like 2 hours. I have a cup of coffee. I watch some TV. I get started on some things. But the bad habit I've acquired is I'm constantly working. I just turn on the laptop, look at whatever. I work nonstop now. It's just because there's always something to be done, and it's driving my wife insane.
What do you do, bro?
Project manager I do IT project management.
Oh, okay, cool. But you know what? I get it. I get it for you, and I also understand your alone time.
Yeah.
Because that's mine.
Yeah.
My alone time is the middle of the night.
Yeah, having a cup of coffee by myself is probably like my favorite part of the day.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, the people have zero voice, especially in this city, because how many years were we screaming for Andy Reid to take a receiver, and he just flat out wouldn't do it? Or like so many draft picks were like, take this guy, and we knew to take this guy. We said take Earl Thomas, and they didn't take Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
So many times we've screamed and yelled, and like, yeah, we've screamed and yelled about players that we shouldn't have screamed and yelled about, but like, they don't pay attention like to us at all, and they're just going to do what they're going to do, and we'll show up because we're schmucks and we want to see it played out.
So you think absolutely benign in every way?
Benign. And I got to tell you this, I would love to take a lead pipe to every one of those Real Housewives of New Jersey. My wife makes me sit there and watch that show. And all these rich people have no real problems, so they manufacture them and they're contrived little lives. Yeah. And they're just like sitting
there.
Yeah,
that's not for us, Mike.
It's not, but my wife watches it and I like to spend time with her, so I sit there and just suffer through it. But I would love...
You got to find a better show to bond over.
I can't... We got to share this TV equally, so you got to do what you got to do.
I hear you, brother. That's a good call. Listen, be safe, buddy.
You too.
Appreciate it, Mike. So Mike says completely benign. Now, I'll agree with him that when it comes to draft picks and it comes to, you know, certain guys, we've talked about the Earl Thomas thing is a prime example of that. But can we make such a stir into forcing them to do something?
Like begging for Henry Ruggs?
Now, part of me is doing that because I want to, but I don't hold any hope that he – in fact, if you asked me to bet on it, I would bet they wouldn't do it. That's what my guess is they definitely wouldn't do it.
I'm really intrigued by what they do this in the first round.
But
I'm scared that they do trade back.
So we have – I mean – The only time it was obvious that the fan base had a say, it happened years and years ago. It was the Flyers. Do you know what it was?
No.
No? All right, I'm going to leave it for people to guess it. And it was a no doubt lock that the fan base made this happen. Like, you can't argue the other side.
Okay.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz Radio with Chunis. Right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's Big Pimpin', baby.
10:48 on a Good Friday. It's
Big Pimpin'.
Cause Radio with Chunis right here, 97.5 The Fanatic. Is it true there's a rumor that there's an Andrew Salchunas hitting 400 in the minor leagues?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. MLB 2K11. Look out, Major Leagues.
Dude, can I just tell you?
I got drafted by the Red Sox, by the way.
You did?
Yeah.
Ah, that sucks.
How'd you feel about that?
Well, figures. Klintak would draft you.
You're right. Now, Klintak wasn't around yet. This is 2011.
Oh, that's right, 2011.
I'm playing for the Portland Sea Dogs right now.
Oh, man. 2011. That's Ruben.
Yeah, so Raj passed me up.
Raj passed you up, man. That's not good. Wow, that sucks. I got to tell you, I have not. Like, I started to play the basketball, the NBA 2K. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. You'll time will fly by. You'll have no idea.
But it's bad. The quarantine bad habits is on display today. It's one of the five questions. It's part of it. That's bad.
And that's my bad habit.
Dude, I played yesterday. Mossy wanted me to play, so I played with him yesterday. And he was the Sixers or whatever. So I'm like, I will do Sixers Celtics. And I was the old-time Celtics. And it's Bird, McHale. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, this is outrageous.
Wait, you played as the old-time Celtics?
Yeah, I lost on purpose.
Good.
Yeah.
I applaud you for that.
Yeah. I just wanted to see. I wanted to see them, like what they look like.
Yeah. They do a good job with them.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
You saw that rat-faced Bird.
Yes. Yes. It's really good.
How was the shot? Was it still pure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was making Mikhail take threes. But as good as NBA 2K is, this Madden's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I did a solo game. I my first one. And I was like, oh, I should do a season. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that, man. I can't do that.
All of a sudden, it's week 10.
Yeah, no good. No, no. It's awesome. It's unbelievable. Just the amount of the playbooks are incredible.
Oh yeah, you're going deep into the playbooks.
It's great.
Certain packages have like 8 pages.
Oh, it's incredible. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's funny because you're talking to somebody that stopped at whatever it was, you know, 08, right, or 07.
Yes.
And picking it back up, I was like, wow, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's bad when you're pushing the kids off. You know, Andy's playing Jurassic Park, and I'm like, dude, daddy wants to do a little football.
You go, let me tell you more about Jurassic Park, the Toronto Raptors.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, these games are crazy. I saw a video the other day, which was insane. It's also like the way the graphics have changed over the years. And they had LeBron James, I forget when his rookie season was. What, 2003? Must have been 2003, 2004?
Yeah.
And they showed LeBron James through the years in NBA 2K. And it's just like his rookie year, like you couldn't make out the face at all. And now NBA 2K20, it looks like it's him. Like I thought it was a photo of him in real life.
Really?
It's crazy how well they do these things.
Yeah, they're great. Now they're incredible. Those guys are amazing.
And every year it gets better.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, I still remember a specific time. I had a football game for the PS2. It was NFL 2K2. So this is when 2K still made football games. And it was NFL 2K2. I'm pretty sure Randy Moss was on the cover in a Vikings uniform. And I was playing with my uncle and my dad. And they were fascinated. They're like, oh my God, it looks like real life. Right, yeah. And then you compare it to what the games look like now. It's like you thought that was real life 18 years ago.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It really is incredible. It really is incredible. I mean, they are amazing. What those people can do. We had our buddy on yesterday. Our buddy Josh. I mean, those guys are.
Oh yeah, he knows a thing or two.
I mean, making stuff come to life. We got a little special project coming your way this summer, Judas and I. Keep an eye out. Maybe July-ish, I think, Judas.
We'll be, sounds about right.
Ready to unveil something. I think people will dig it. So we're working on our own little project. All right, let's go to Goose in South Philly. Goose, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing, man?
Goose, my man. What's up, Goose?
I can't call it, man. Just like the rest of the world, man, I'm stuck in slow motion, man.
What's life been like for you?
Well, I've been out of work since the 13th. You know, I drive charter buses, so, you know, they shut that down. Been quarantined. I've just been quarantining, you know. I've just been, my obsession has been on Madden. Instead of my usual online leagues, I'm in like four now. I actually have two games that I'm going to look forward to, that I got to look forward to today after I get home from the market. So, yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
A thing, man. It's a thing, man. I mean, that's the only sports I got. I mean, and in our league, we have to broadcast our games via, like, Twitch or, like, a Mixer or something like that. And I literally sit back and watch some of those games and, like, it's a real game. I mean, we got nothing else. So,
oh,
you know,
my
that's
awesome.
My thing, man. Yeah, man. So other than that, I've just been, you know, just watching the news and waiting for the thing to die down like the rest of the world, man.
So you going to the where you go? What market? You going?
Oh, right now I'm in Walmart because I got to get some other things. Walmart is a double bubble stuff. So, you know,
got you.
Versus one thing.
I got you. So you're at Walmart on Delaware Avenue? Which one you at?
No, I didn't go to Delaware Avenue, man. I had to go to the county, man. I went to,
got you.
Yeah, County's a little bit better than the one on Delaware Avenue. You know, the Vultures got to the one on Delaware Avenue. Well, you know, slim figures in the city ones, man.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
You got to go out to get it. But other than that, man, you know, there's nothing much you can do, man, other than just survive this storm, man. That's all we can do.
That's it. Listen, it'll be over soon. I mean, you know, we'll probably by June, we'll start to come out of this thing by the end of next month. We'll start to little by little come out of it. So
I hope. I found something funny the other day, man. I saw that wrestling was being shown at WrestleMania, whatever like that. So I didn't rent it or anything like that. But I went to YouTube to look at the highlights just to see what it would look like without fans. And that is the funniest 15-minute clip I ever watched in my life, man. It's like watching dress rehearsal. That's basically what it's watching.
Wow. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah,
like that's all it is. They still got to like scream into the camera, act like they're pulling up the crowd and everything like that. But they're in a room by themselves.
It's gonna be weird, man. Because without the fans, like you need the fans, the crowd.
The fans are everything.
Yeah,
and for a scripted event, how can you not have fans? That's like funny as heck to me. But that's been my quarantine story.
All right, bro. Listen, let me ask you real quick. Give me in your own word your favorite draft pick, your least favorite draft pick.
I'm not going to go Mike Mamula. My least favorite draft pick, because I hated Chip Kelly so bad, was what was his name, Marcus Smith.
Yeah,
he did nothing for us. Man.
That's
he did
a great
nothing
answer.
For us. So I'm going to go with Marcus Smith, and my favorite draft pick from us. As much as I give him crap, I'm going to go ahead and say five. I'm gonna go ahead and give five
to
Justin.
There you go. I'm a B West man. I think that was the best draft pick. Maybe one of the greatest draft picks ever was B West.
Yeah. I just found the time to give five as Judge Duke because I'm always giving him crap. So, you know,
that's a good one. All right, and lastly, do we have any say as a fan base?
One of the callers said, yeah, we do to a certain degree in game. Matter of fact, I think Chuna said it in game. Yeah, they may react a certain way or negatively in the game, but like outside of a game or anything like that, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because if we did, like you said, we wouldn't have McNabb. We would have got Ricky Williams.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, maybe it depends on the regime, but that's a great, great point. All right, here's a parting gift, Goose. Take a listen. This is your song.
Yes. Oh, man, they looking at me like I'm crazy.
Come on, man. We take care of our people here on the show.
I got my two-step going on right now.
There you go, baby. Be careful.
You guys have a great one, man.
You
yes,
too,
sir.
Brother. Take care. It's a good pull by you, Chunis.
Yeah, Goose.
Goose was a big fan of the Voracek song.
I miss the Voracek song.
I do, too. And in a weird... Listen, it's a hideous song.
Because it means sports. That's why we miss it.
But it actually... It was like... It's almost like a... with something that sticks to you. And you go, this is gross. And all of a sudden you go, maybe it's not too bad. You know?
Well, how many times have you met a person where your first thoughts on that person, you're like, oh, I don't like this guy. And then, you know, you see him a couple more times. You're like, he's all right.
Yeah. You know what? Although I got to tell you, I'm pretty much, I have a good sense, I think.
Okay.
Very few people that I was completely wrong on. Although I did think you were half a rat when I first met you.
Oh, you're giving me the...
I did. I mean, quite frankly. And then I went, and then it quickly turned to, I was like, oh, I love you. It wasn't you. It was the previous program director.
You don't say.
But I was like, at first, I didn't know. I was trying to navigate. First of all, it's radio. It's a rotten business, and you can't figure out who you can trust and who's a rat. And I didn't know. Like, I was on the fence with you. I was on the fence. But then, you know, quickly I learned that you were great. You were Foxhole.
Thank you, 97.5.
And you were my little brother. That
damn right. I hear what he's saying about the song.
Listen, we keep it real on the show. You know
yes,
that.
We do.
We've always done that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.